Sitka City Administrator Jim Dinley was able to negotiate a long-awaited lease agreement with Pacific Tower Properties to extend the Hame Center lease through October 31, 2009. The terms also include paying holdover rent of $2,000 a month, which dates back 3 months to December 1, 2008, when the old lease expired. Assemblymember Reber Stein said the Assembly owes it to the public to honor a previous Assembly decision, allowing the issue to go to a public vote in the upcoming general election.
Essentially, that's a vote of confidence against the facility if we were not to renew this lease. And I think in good faith we should fulfill the commitment we made when we announced that it would go on the ballot. And we can do that by agreeing to the lease here.
Assemblymember Larry Cruz compared the cost of keeping Hames open with forecasted rate increases for water and sewer and the lack of federal funding for the Blue Lake Hydroelectric Project.
My feeling is I think we spent a lot of money on this. The original agreement being on this was to end last November. So I think we've gone well and above this. And with what's coming up down the road, I just think that this is costing us way too much, and I don't think boarding it up for 6 to 8 months, 10 months, is going to have much effect on it.
But others, like Phyllis Hackett, said it's apples and oranges to compare electric and water rates with wellness.
Whether it's wellness of individuals using it or wellness in a community, I don't really think that you can put a price tag on wellness, and I think our whole community is taking a direction towards wellness in a lot of different ways, and I think it's a wonderful thing that will do nothing but benefit us in the future, and I had a really hard time thinking about putting a price tag on that.
Nancy Kavanaugh, however, said she didn't see voting against the lease as an argument against wellness, but just this site in particular.
I am in support of a recreational facility. I think we've gotten so tunnel visioned on looking at Hames PE as being the answer, and I'm afraid that we've not really looked at other options.
Kavanaugh also said she's received numerous emails and concerns from city residents who are opposed to the city supporting the continued lease of the Hames Center. That brought up another point by Assemblymember Hackett.
Ms. Kavanaugh says she's received a lot of comments against this building. Well, I've received 3 comments against keeping this building open, and I can't tell you how many I've received in favor of comment in every way. It's hard when we don't all have the same information, and so I would encourage the public to send their comments to assembly@cityofsitka.com so we all have the same information, because it makes it a lot easier to really assess the needs and desires of the community.
One aspect of the lease agreement states the tenant agrees to maintain a reserve account for maintenance and repairs in the amount of $3,000 per month. If essential repairs exceed the amount in the account, PTP and the city will split the cost of repairs. Reber Stein says this is a low-risk way of handling repairs, and it helps to reduce reliance on an absentee landlord.
Instead of leaning on PTP or Sheldon Jackson to make repairs, we create our own repair account. And if we discover we don't have to make repairs, we get that money back at the end of the year.
The Assembly voted to approve the lease agreement for $2,000 a month until it comes up on the ballot in October. Cheryl Westover, Larry Cruz, and Nancy Kavanaugh voted against the lease agreement. Stein, Hackett, Osman, and McAdams voted in favor. For Raven News, I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.